This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you from New Griffin Park. And the result here today, New Griffin Park, Brentford 5, Leeds United 2. And I'm looking over at the Leeds end, and there are no Leeds fans. They've all gone home. Already they've all gone home, while everyone in the Brentford end is all going off, as they say. La 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 la. Oh, it's all going off down here again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 goals. Oh yeah, Wiese's on fire. Their defence was absolutely terrified, even though he was on the bench for most of the game, but we won't talk about that. What a result, eh?
I was really gutted we didn't send them down last year. Now, I'm just for a day, I'm quite happy. That was awesome. They hate us. That was a close game, wasn't it? They kept coming back into it. It was a good game of football. Great finishing by Tony, unbelievable. Ben Mee at the back, what a performance from him today. God knows who they're going to drop when everyone's back and fit, but what a great problem to have. Come on, you bees.
You bees. What a result. Listen, we're all gutted that we didn't put Leeds down last time, but there's an argument to say that it was worth it for this result.
Yeah, absolutely, although still look at back of shame. All the credit, the man of the match, of course, will go to Ivan Toney. Let us not overshadow what Ben Mee did. He had a fantastic performance, his best one so far in the Brentford shirt for us. Really was good. And, you know, beating Leeds 5-2, hey, bring it on. Saturday night will be fun tonight.
You bees. What a result.
Fantastic result, fully deserved. And I can't remember who scored all the goals, but I remember Toney scored three of them. And he was magnificent. Ben Mee was magnificent as well. There were some really great performances. Really, really tough, actually. Leeds aren't that bad. But we destroyed him today.
Listen, come on, you bees. Tell me about this one. Come on, tell me about this one. It's not one, not two, not three, not four. Boom, 5 goals in the back of the net.
Oh, class goals as well. Our movement up and down the pitch was sublime. That's all I have to say.
I'm going to say, though, listen, wasn't your heart in your heart? Because, listen, we went 2-0 up and then we kept on just giving them a goal back every now and again. Or was that just part of the fun?
Part of the fun. I hope. I've got to run.
You're scared. Are you scared?
Not of them, no.
Listen. What an absolute result. Listen, tell me about this one. Come on.
I don't know. In a sense, I don't know how we won that. We gave the ball away so many times. But they couldn't finish, we could. That's the story. Toney has to be on the plane to Qatar.
Hopefully he's on the plane with me. Come on, you bees. Listen, which is all good, like you never said. Oh, yeah. A lot of happy, happy bees in the house here at the moment now.
Well, you know, it was a game that I thought was going to happen, you know, a right end-to-ender. Neither team gave up. No, and it was just...
Bastards!
Yeah. Just what a brilliant game of football. What a brilliant game by Ivan Toney.
What a brilliant game. I tell you something, Leeds are quite, you know... We had a bit of an in-joke here. Every time Laney gave Leeds a compliment, we scored a goal, didn't we?
Yeah, but they look... Leeds today, Bill, they look particularly susceptible to the square ball, didn't they?
try the square. They did. So if we had the square ball, if we put the square ball in, it was all over for Leeds.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if we managed to deal with the square ball, then we scored lots of goals.
We've dealt with them.
We've dealt with the square ball good and proper. So we don't have to worry about the square ball anymore, do we? No more square ball. No more square ball. What a game.
Smash the bastard. All I wanted from this game was to flip and smash Leeds. And we smashed Leeds. And I thought, Ivan Toney was brilliant. I mean, why have we not had him on free kicks before today, you have to ask. But he was bloody brilliant. And Ben Mee, special mention.
Ben Mee. Outstanding. If you were at the game and you weren't there, that was the chant every time he did something wicked. Mee. Yeah. Listen, defensively, we had a few little hiccups today, didn't we? Or is it not worth talking about them?
Well, it was a little bit of a... are we going to let them back into this game and mess it up? But fortunately, we had far too much up top for them to deal with. And David Raya made a couple of great saves, so
To be fair, they had a day out and we wanted them to enjoy
exactly.
their day.
Exactly. We wanted them to have something to cheer, to take home with them. You know, felt a little bit sorry for them. But I'm sure they got lots to moan about with VAR, but...
VAR. Listen, just go in. VAR. How happy are you with VAR today? Because sometimes we're very unhappy with VAR. Like at Crystal Palace the other day, maybe unhappy. But today, it's turned on its head, hasn't it?
Well, it just proves that it has its advantages and disadvantages. So today we've got the rubber to green. Next week we might be on the end of it ourselves. So just hot luck, isn't it?
Coming on to the game here today. I mean, listen, beating Leeds United today, yeah. How do you feel? And it's not about beating Leeds United, but just getting this result today, digging it out. Listen, everyone's really happy,
aren't they? Yeah, they are. This is a tough league. Look, any win you get in this league is brilliant, you know, and every team you play have got quality players. So you've got to enjoy it. You've just got to enjoy it. And my Leeds mate, I won't be happy, but there we go.
He was happy last season.
Yeah,
He's not happy anymore.
No, exactly.
But he'll be happy next week,
probably.
Yeah, he will be.
Come on,
you
bees.
Listen,
what a result. What a game. What a vibe, what an atmosphere. We needed that, didn't we?
Yes. Still a bit tense at the end. It just goes to show the mentality of our fan base and the way we play. That.
What, we're 5-2 up?
Well, we're 4-2 up. We're going into injury time. We're still thinking, we need another one here.
And we got it.
We got it. Yeah. Ivan Toney's second and third goals today. Just so special. So special.
So what was it today? I mean, listen, like last season... We played Leeds and it just didn't go to plan. But today, bang!
It meant more today.
But it meant a lot to us.
It meant a lot to us as fans, but it meant nothing to the club.
It meant a lot to Thomas Frank, I can tell you that for a fact.
Oh yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. But, you know, it wasn't... This is a more important game for me. For us, it was a dead rubber. Oh, someone's just saying goodbye to me.
Yeah, not bad. Look, just how happy are you? Just quickly.
Buzzing like a bee.
There you go. Little soundbite. All you need is a little soundbite. There's goodbyes happening and everything like that. And then we weren't saying goodbye to the Leeds fans because they're already gone. I mean, I think they must have left. I don't know when they went, but they just. In fact, you must have driven them home in your chauffeur car, didn't you?
I think they're probably waiting at the Novotel for me now. Yeah.
That's right. But anyway, just you were talking about the match. Yeah.
Today was. Means more to me personally. Anyway, it means more on the basis that 3 points. We're at the stage of the season now where it... How can I describe it? I don't know. I'm talking shite now because I've had a couple of beers. But last season was the last game. We wanted to put Leeds down. That was the only reason it was important. So we just played better today. We were too good.
You bees.
Absolutely, you bees. Up the bees. European football next season.
Neutral fan in the house. This is your first... Brentford game. How was your Brentford experience, first of all?
It was absolutely brilliant. Loads of atmosphere, singing, dancing, real passion.
You obviously know that Wiesa is on fire now, don't you?
Wiesa's on fire.
Your defence is terrified. Wiesa's on fire. Ooh. La 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 la.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You obviously didn't know Wiesa's on fire, did you?
I didn't know the song, but now I do. I feel enlightened. No, it was a brilliant game. It was like really passionate, really exciting. Hard, fast game. And I thought Brentford did brilliantly. It was 5-2. It was fantastic. Really, really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Leeds fan,
in the house here, and I'm going to say, first of all, commiserations and sort of kind of, I'll do the safe journey back a bit later thing as well. But tell us something, just give us your view on the game. Obviously, you rescued the game or your position in the league last season, but this season you're back again, and it was even Stevens between the Bees and Leeds today. And, you know, Bees 2-0 up. What was your thoughts at that stage?
2-0, I thought we could still come back, if I'm being honest. Then when it went to 2-1, I had a lot of faith, but then when it went 3-1, that was it. It was all done. You attacked the defence. The defence is our weakest part at the moment.
Again, I mean, what was it with Lee? I mean, this game here, I mean, you scored, obviously, a couple of goals as well, but Brentford put 5 goals in the back of the net. Was it the fact that we, attacking-wise, that we were just all over you, or is it that you made mistakes? I mean, because we were looking at it and we were thinking, actually, Lees are quite good. You're passing the ball around. You're quite aggressive. You know, you had a couple of chances that you could have put them in the back of the net and you didn't quite do it. David Raya made a few saves. Was it unlucky, or was it the fact that, and I'm just trying to get it out of your, just Brentford just totally overran?
The truth, in my view, penalty, don't know if it was a penalty because I can't see from where we're sitting.
VAR.
So it's quite VAR's giving it, so penalty. The free kick, again. So, yeah, 2 goals from set pieces. Llorente tried to, Johan Cruyff turn in the halfway line, lost the ball. Mistakes, but, you know, everyone makes mistakes, but we got punished.
So, I mean, what's it for Leeds now? Are you still quite confident for them this season, or are you a little bit nervous?
No, I think we'll be mid-table.
That's all right, don't
mid-table, yeah. Mid-table will be good. I think fourth position, being third in the league after 3 games, but, you know, false hopes. But I have to say, I think that we need to take our chances, which we didn't today.
So listen, how good was that? Tell you something, when my man put the ball in the back of the net, Ivan Toney, he screwed the ball in the back of the net. How good was that? I know she's not. She's done a bit of a runner. But listen, I'm going to ask you, how good was that?
That was ball. Outstanding. Yeah. That was amazing.
I'm going to ask you, did you think he put the ball in the back of the net when he curved that around the wall like that?
No, I was just saying, I don't think I remember the last time we scored straight from a free kick like that. When was the last time we did that?
I don't know, don't ask me. We'll have to get JB on the next podcast, actually, because he's all got the stats and the facts and the fun.
Ages. We've been pretty close, and he was very close the second time round too, wasn't he? Just over the top, same position in the top corner, like about an inch over or something. He was amazing.
And what do you think it is about us in this game? Because the fact is that, you know, Leeds United, there's a bit of beef between Brentford and Leeds. We fluffed it last time because we basically wanted to win too much and we got men sent off and we just didn't do the business.
Yeah.
But do you think that we had fire in our belly?
I love the way you put these things. Yeah, a bit more. I still think we went to sleep a couple of times, which isn't much. I thought we were going to be our own worst enemy for a brief period when they got their goal back, and it looked a bit, oh dear, what did we do there? But yeah, definitely. We're definitely up for it, and they definitely played like they really wanted to win it, which is... It was a great game, actually. I really enjoyed that massively.
And the substitutions, Thomas Frank again. He's done it again. I mean, we talked about this on the podcast this week, prideofwest.london. If you want to check it out, check it. It's probably actually quite good to listen back to the Leeds, pre-Leeds podcast now and see if we got it all right and all the nonsense that we talked about. But we talked about, actually, Thomas Frank's substitutions. And we said that he switches the game, you know, and he takes it up. And again, he brings on these subs and the sub always score. And again, we had Wiesa as well on the bench, came on bang, and he was on fire in extra time. Thomas Frank, are you impressed with how he is able to manage these games?
I think he's a genius, honestly. It's like a game of chess with him, isn't it? You know exactly what to do. He looks at what the other team are doing and he changes his subs. And it's, you know, they've been doubters over the years, but I think he's fantastic. I mean, he's really on the ball. He knows the game, knows what he's doing.
UBs?
Indeed, UBs.
Excellent. This is your first ever game. Did you enjoy it? Tell me.
Yeah!
Tell you something, that's what it does, takes it out of them. The young and the old, really excited. They say, come on you bees, see you later, thank you. Wicked, see you later. All right, hello, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, wicked.
Keeping well?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, how you doing? Do you want to talk to me?
Talk to you?
Yeah. Listen, we've got though. Listen, so let's talk about this. Yeah, listen. So talk to me about the game. So tell me about this game.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
We were electric, weren't we? And I'm so pleased for Wiesa on his birthday. Yeah. God love him.
Oh, it's on his birthday as well.
Yes, that's why we're singing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to him. And the thing about it is that the Leeds, you know, we needed to. We don't say we needed to, but it's about time that we kind of leveled.
levelled it off and got the win, and so we can put that behind us and then just carry on, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, really good. Very impressed.
And what's the vibe been in the Brentford camp? Because I know that you've got some feelings inside the Brentford camp, so you can feel
when they run up to the game. The relaxed, up for it, and the vibe's just buzzing.
Yeah. And this season, I'm going to give us a prediction, Amy.
What, where we're going to be?
Oh,
I'd love to say, I'm going to say 10th, actually.
Whoa, yeah. Reaching for the stars. Okay, wicked. All right, then, cheers. Beast fans in the house, walking back through the park. We've got this lovely little route as we go back to the Globe. We don't go under the flyover. We walk through the park and we go down Baltic Avenue and then we cut through. And it's a lovely route. And a little route down here as well. It's sort of a little bit picturesque. It's away from the sort of the motorway and the smoke and everything like that. Absolutely. And it allows you to sort of think and be pensive about the game, especially when you put 5 goals in the back of the net. But you were in the East Stand and you were quite near to the Leeds fans, so you could hear what was going on. What was going on down there?
Well, the first thing that happened was that the Leeds fans, as Leeds fans do, sadly, they've got a terrible reputation and it precedes them, which is a good thing to a certain extent, otherwise they'd be late for every game. But by the same token, they were so aggressive initially. They were racially abusing Abomo when he came over for the first corner.
Brian and Boomer,
yeah,
were they?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah.
So you're saying the Leeds fans were racially abusing
him?
In what way? Tell me, because obviously I'm black, so this doesn't go down particularly well with me.
It was the B beasted. If you imagine filling the blanks, it was the B beasted all the time. As soon as the boy put the ball on the ground, so he was getting that abuse. But even prior to kickoff, when we sat down, My lady was being abused as well. There was all sorts of sexual content coming across.
So hold a second. Is your other half?
Yeah.
Okay.
My other half, Michelle. Yeah.
Okay. So they were sort of sexually abused.
Absolutely.
Abuse?
It was whore, slag, slapper, all that kind of crap. It was all that stuff that was coming out. But then what was really amusing, they started calling me a paedophile. And I kept thinking, where's Jimmy Savile from?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's actually from... Anyway, that's an old story completely. But so they were doing this. So all I was doing then, I was holding up... When we scored the first goal, the one finger came up, and I just basically kept holding the one finger up. Then the second goal, holding 2 fingers up. Then, of course, they scored. And then the abuse kind of carried on. But the stewards were allowing it to continue. But once we reacted to the steward, to the Leeds fans, the stewards actually came over and told us to be quiet.
Okay, sorry, in which way were you reacting to the Leeds fans? I'm just trying to get this right. You know what I'm saying? What are you reacting? Yeah. Were you just pointing out the racist abuse that they were having? Were you just going back at them?
No, we reacted. We went back at them. They were calling us. We were calling us. Now, there's nothing wrong with football banter. It is part and parcel of the game. And in actual fact, it's an enjoyable part of the game. But once
as long as you don't cross the line.
When it becomes personal, it's a completely different situation. When it becomes personal and they start targeting individuals, so poor Brian on the pitch, so he doesn't need that shit. We don't need the shit in the stands. If you want to shout...
Sorry, that's Brian and Boomer again.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, yeah. But if you want to shout that we're scum and they're scum, that's fine. But when you start targeting individuals and making it a personal thing, it doesn't become banter, it becomes aggressive.
Well, to be fair, racial abuse is actually against the law, so just forget everything else. Yeah. Forget everything else about that.
I totally agree. So what I'm saying, my friend, is if they're shouting against Brentford this or Brentford that, that's fine, because you're generalising your team against their team. There's nothing wrong with that. That's banter. But poor Brian, getting that grief, he doesn't need that grief, we don't need to hear that grief. And then, of course, our reaction then to them selling us to F off or whatever, I don't know, are we allowed to use profanity?
So they're
saying go fuck you, so we'd say fuck you back. And then the stewards come over to us and said, don't antagonise the fans. And we're going, hang on, but we're only reacting to their provocation, and this is all directly in front of them. We're actually on row 2 here, so we're right pitch side, we're right in front of the stewards. And there was one lovely lady, Asian steward, and her number was 189. And she was absolutely brilliant, because when one of the stewards came over and had a go at us for retaliating to them, she actually came over to the steward who was asking us to be quiet and said, look, they're only reacting to them, and pointed out the obvious to them. So that was good. So there's a big plus there for the Brentford stewards in that respect. But then we came out for the second half, 2-1 up. We came out, and again, the Leeds fans started again. We reacted a little bit again, and then went 3-1. Then they started then really attacking us, making it more personal again. They were having a go at my other half, having a go at anybody kind of around us as well. It wasn't just us, of course. And it was just bad. It was just bad. But... it's not necessary in football.
So why did the police come? Because we're in this West Stand, we saw the police come. Okay, why did the police come?
Well, the police came because what happened was, about 15 minutes before the end of the game, the stewards started actually dealing with some of the Leeds fans, asking them to be calm, relax, whatever. One of the guys reached over and pushes a Brentford guy, Brentford steward, right? So the Brentford steward reacted and pushed him back. Two other Brentford guys got hold of the Brentford steward who'd reacted, pulled him away, and then as they pulled him away, then the police were called. So 5 minutes later, all the police arrived. But I've never seen fans put the hands on the steward. Yeah.
I've never seen police in the away end in the whole time that we've been at this new stadium, which is a bit, fair play to Leeds. They've got one on Brentford anyway.
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying. But anyway, let's go. This negativity, which has been brought by the away fans and Leeds. Listen, I wasn't there, but you were there, and you're telling the stories at the end of the day. Listen, if you're a Leeds fan and you say that's all right, that's up to you. But listen, that's not good in my books. No, if there's racial abuse, I've got no interest, but we'll move on about the match, because at the end of the day, they may have racially abused, but we abused them on the pitch, didn't we?
Yeah,
we abused them on the pitch, didn't we?
We've had a 7-goal thriller today. Even for the non-Brentford fan or whatever you want to call it, the neutral fans, you've got 7 goals on the pitch there today. Good game of football, a little bit of physicality on the pitch. Referee, I thought, did a good job. He actually used the VAR correctly, in my opinion, today. He went, looked at it twice, made the right decisions, and the score speaks for itself. Okay. Good game of football, happy days.
UBs. Beast fans in the house. We're back at the Globe. And the Globe is buzzing at the moment now. And you sound like you're buzzing.
Hey, mate, I'm so buzzing at the minute. I'm basically coming back. I went Palace in a week here, and I thought, oh, my God, I was a bit scared. But Thomas Frank made 5 fucking great changes. Whistler, killed it. And then today, we come on and we're so confident. I fucking knew he was going to do it. And the Bees are always going to fucking do it, because we are the best. We are the Brentford, and we are the best. We are the Brentford. So, all the rest. Follow! Hey, but anyway, what I want to say, Char,
Hold on a second, just talking about this match, okay? Yeah. We went into this game, you said that you thought we were going to get a result.
Yeah.
Okay, we went 2-0 up.
Yeah.
We should have been coasting it then, and then we said to Leeds, listen, here you go, you can have a little gift.
But it just showed you in this year in the league, we just keep coming out of persistence, keep on coming how we played against Palace in the week, keep on coming, keep that fucking keep that mentality, and we come through and forward, and we won it today 5-1. Just shows you, Tony was waiting, Whistler was waiting, everybody was waiting. Thomas Frank, I can't say no more about the guy. Unbelievable, one. Everything he does, the team, the boys, even atmosphere. We're up there. Top 7, let's go.
You Reds! More bees in the house, in the place to be. Very, very happy. Listen, it's not about one game, but it's kind of something that we had to get out of our system and then just move on. That's exactly what we've done, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Bill. I think today was all about the 3 points. The performance as well was, first half was 2-0 up, and then we gave that goal away just before half time, which was a bit unfortunate. But really, to a man, they were outstanding today. I thought it was vital to get the win today, going into an away game, a tricky away game at Southampton. We did owe Leeds one. Let's be honest. We let ourselves down last season. We could have sent them down, but we didn't. But I think to a man, we was outstanding. We got Tony, got hat-trick, but to be fair, I don't even think he was the man of the match. I think Ben he was absolutely quality. The guy was winning everything in the air, strong in the tackle. He was running back, bringing the ball out of defence. He was doing a Rico today. He was doing a Rico.
We had some scary moments though, didn't we?
We did have some scary moments. I thought it was down to our own doing, really. We kept giving the ball away cheaply in dangerous areas just outside the box. But I thought the second half, we played a lot better. Franks with his tactics, doing the old Brentford shuffle. He pulled it out of the bag as well. And it was always nice to see their manager get sent off. I thought that was an added bonus because he was running up and down. I don't know what he was doing. He's flapping his arms. I thought he was going to take off at one point.
When he got sent off, there's a few chance of you just to shit Ted Lasso, wasn't there?
Oh, it might be. It could be. It could have been. But no, I think today was about the 3 points. 5 goals are a bonus. The performance, we can do better, and we will do better. And I'm sure come to Southampton on Saturday, we pull it out of the bag and get the 3 points there as well. I'm confident of that.
UBs. To Bees fans, like I said, outside the Globe Pub, and you know when there's milling outside the Globe Pub and smiling outside the Globe Pub and all sorts of activity outside the Globe Pub, you know that the result has gone in the mighty, mighty Bees' favour. And it did, didn't it?
It did, yeah. But what a game of football. It was incredible, end to end, wasn't it? I thought Leeds were good. I thought Leeds played some great football. Never felt safe. When it was 3-1 and we conceded 3-2, thank God Boyan scored that goal straight away, which did look well offside.
VAR.
Thank God for VAR and for the penalty. But yeah, even at 4-2, I never felt safe. I thought Leeds were really good side, much better than I've seen them for years. I thought they really play some great football. They do some nice one-touch football. Good team, yeah. I think the 5-2 flattered us. But yeah, I'll take that all day long. What a result. Great result, yeah.
Ivan Toney, did he have the bit between his teeth? I don't know whether or not it was us not beating Leeds last time, whether or not he's like thinking that he didn't impress Gareth Southgate last week against Everton. I don't know what it was, but he was on it today, wasn't he?
From the first moment he turned up with Brentford, when he was at Peterborough, you could see he was class. The goals he scored at Peterborough are unbelievable. And everything he's done for Brentford has been absolutely superb. I was just talking to the kids when I come out of the ground saying that Chelsea, all these clubs spending millions on, you know, 60, 70 million on people. And you, Toney, his hat-trick today, well, one of them was a penalty, but the penalty, it's taken half an hour to get the VAR decision. There's never been more pressure on a penalty taker than that penalty. And if ever he was going to miss one, it was going to be that one. And he just turns up, strokes it in. The free kick, Messi would be proud of that free kick. And the third goal was just, it's a work of art, isn't it? It's just beautiful to see. He's such an influential player. You know, every team in the league should want Toney. He can win the headers, his touch is brilliant, his vision is brilliant.
Qatar?
Well, yeah, but Southgate won't pick him. He doesn't pick our players, does he? Henry should be back. Even fucking, oh, sorry, swearing. Even Ben Mee should be going to Qatar. Look at Ben Mee today. If Toney hadn't scored that hat-trick, Ben Mee is man of the match. Ben Mee today was absolutely superb. His reading of the game, his tackling, his passion to play for Brentford is unbelievable. One of the best performances I've ever seen from a defender for Brentford. He was absolutely brilliant today. Yeah, Rico Henry, Toney and Ben Mee should be going to Qatar if Southgate had any sense at all. But he hasn't, has he? He won't. He'll put someone with the right foot to play left back. He'll put, what's the name, from Man United to play centre-half. Ben Mee and Tarkowski should probably be the centre-half. Tarkowski, when he plays for Everton, he's superb, as he was for us. But Southgate doesn't look out that, you know, he just does the safe thing, doesn't he, what he thinks he's getting. But, yeah, Toney today, that hat-trick was a work of art. It's unbelievable. We should remember this for years to come, that hat-trick. That third goal was just sublime. When he done that chip, I thought, there's no way that can be going in the goal, because it's just so delicate. When it went in, just like seeds, wasn't it? You know, it's just so good.
It was. And it was in the right end as well, wasn't it?
Well, we're in the north stand, us lot. But yeah, we could watch it and just thought, when he hit it, I just thought, no, that's just too good. There's no way that's going in. But what a performance. Yeah, all of them. All the Brentford lads. Hey, what's the name? The white back. How have we got him? And he just turns up in the Premier League.
Hickey.
How's Hickey turned up? It's like he's never been away from the Premier League. It's unbelievable.
Well, he was never in the Premier League before. He was playing in the Scottish Premier League. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean.
He was like Division 3.
But that's what I mean. He comes in, everyone's always saying, oh, you need like 6 months to get into the speed of the Premier League. It's like a season, right? He's absolutely superb. Oh, I'm proud. And Baptiste as well. He's so comfortable on the ball. It wasn't his best game of the day, but against Palace.
He lost the ball a few times, didn't he?
At Palace, he hit a couple of balls where he should have hit over the top. But Palace, he looked brilliant. And I thought even today, he looks composed. It's big things, you know. Our players are brilliant. They play for Brentford, don't they? And we're on Jensen as well. Last couple of games, he's been superb, Jensen. Not only just his passing, but his work rate has been fantastic.
We always, I know we look vulnerable, but that's because Frank wants us to just attack, doesn't he? He does.
Kevin Keegan, Frank.
What's he fucking doing? But he wants us to just, like he says, he wants to make memories. And today, you know, the hat trick, the Wizards' last goal, when it's still a little bit cagey, it's a memory, isn't it? He's right. It's great memories for us Brentford fans. They're unbelievable, isn't it? It's just off the scale, isn't it?
UBs,
I love it. Come on, Bill.
Listen, bees. It's such a nice feeling. It's still summer. Yeah. We're standing outside the Globe here. People are smiling. Listen, I've already said this. You listen to the last podcast, Pride of West London. We're saying, you know, we draw with Everton, it's kind of whatever. You lose a game, it's kind of whatever. It kind of almost like reminded me in the third division where you're just come to football to enjoy football.
Yeah.
And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. If you draw, you draw. It doesn't really matter. It's a good game and you have a laugh with your mates. That's kind of what it's been. Today, however, it kind of seemed a little bit extra special. Am I correct?
I think you are correct, mainly because it's Leeds. I think no team deserves to be beaten more so than Leeds. 5-2.
Why?
Oh, no one likes Leeds. Nobody. I mean, like, they don't play genuine. Do you remember Luke Ayling last season? Nearly sent Marcinelli off out for good. Straight red card, not miss the last three games. And that is not what football's about. That's exactly what football isn't about. So, I don't know. We should have sent him down last season.
We didn't.
Well, we couldn't have anyway after Burnley lost anyway. But let's see how this affects them later on in the season.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'd say, fair, and again, a few people said it as well, I thought Leeds were actually quite good today. A lot of Leeds fans were saying, no, we're not, we gave the ball away. But the thing is that the energy that they played with, some of their passing, some of their zipping around, I thought they were better than they were. They couldn't be any worse than they were last season. And they're better than they were under the renowned Bielsa, who you kind of, if you had his game, then you knew how to beat him. And especially in the, you know, so I thought that Leeds were all right today. But for us to have not only just conquered them, but smashed that conquer to pieces, was a different level, innit?
Yeah, well, again, sometimes it just all gels together, doesn't it? And the finishing's on point and everything just comes together. We didn't get any assists today, which I don't know what that says either about us as the offensive team or Leeds when it comes to defending. But, I mean, offensively, Leeds did play quite well today. It was quite scrappy in the middle, I felt. I think there should have been a few more yellow cards, but that is what it is. But defensively, they were just all over the place. I mean, there was a couple of times, even the defender didn't know what to do with it. He's kicking it out.
Gave the ball away to us.
Yeah, Meslier's not commanding his area like he should do. So that's definitely something that Marsh should look at going forward. But how can he when he's getting sent off? How about that?
So he's in the stands.
Yeah.
So obviously, it was his fault that they lost by 5-2.
Oh, 100%,
because because he couldn't give them directions, even though they were probably 4-2 by the time that he did that. But that's about anyway like that. But coming back to Brentford, I mean, who impressed you in the B side?
I think Ivan Toney, obviously. I've spoken to a lot of people recently about him, as he's an unconventional centre forward, mainly because he's not where you'd expect him to be as a centre forward. He's not just poaching. I mean, I love Haaland, I'm not having a go at him, but he's not poaching. He's not having 8 touches an entire game and scoring 3 of them. He's all over the place, this heat map. He's in the box defending when there's corners. He's playing the ball. His distribution aerially is such a massive threat. We can play a ball up to the halfway line a bit further, and you know he's going to get that out to him, Bremer or otherwise. And then he's also scoring the goals. I think he's an invaluable player to have, personally.
He is. And again, who else out there was impressing you? Because Ivan Toney always comes into the mix. And yes, he scored a hat-trick, so obviously. But anybody else there that you thought, tell you something, he's made me smile today?
Oh, actually, Jensen. And that's, I don't say that often, to be honest, because I think he's a bit erratic as a player. He does tend to give the ball away sometimes. But today, I think it was Carney. He had the chase about him. And sometimes when he's pressing high, everyone else around him does the same. He kind of picks up Norgaard's role a little bit, which I do feel like we missed Norgaard a little bit today. But Jensen definitely stepped into that role. So I wasn't ever too worried, I don't think.
Okay, so look, this season, and listen, I don't want to talk about this season for the end of the season, but we've had, 6 games now. How are you feeling?
Feeling confident. I'm feeling calm. I think the thing is, again, you don't want to look to the whole season, but when you see our running of games, I think our last 3 or 4 fixtures are very heavy. It's very settling to have this kind of start, because every team has their hiccups. I mean, you know, no one has a blinding season all season, especially like not. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have injuries, so it's nice to get that little bit ahead now, the breathing space, just in case things happen later down the line. But I'm not worried at all.
UBs.
We got a Kiwi bee in the house, and the Kiwi bee is over from the New Zealand.
That's right.
He's been supporting the bees for untold times, and the Kiwi bee is over here now from the Kiwi, but you're very happy, aren't you?
Yes, oh, that was a fantastic game. It was great to see Brentford win. Love the atmosphere in the stadium. I had my first time at GTEC. It's definitely a step up from Griffin Park, so yeah, just really enjoying it.
And this Leeds game, I mean, talk to me about it, because obviously you don't see the games so many in flesh.
No.
So this flesh game for you, how did the flesh game feel?
Well, I love Brentford's counter-attacking style. You know, they were really, when they got the ball forward, they were really able to make the most of those opportunities. So, yeah, that was great to see. Definitely a step up from when I used to watch them in League One.
League One. And is that League One again? I'm confused. Is that sort of Division 3 or Division 2? Division 3.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
no, that's right. And again, what was your favourite game that you remember in Division 3?
No idea. Sorry, it's too long.
They all just merged into one, then, didn't they?
Yeah.
I could see actually in your eyes that you say you've got no idea what's going on. Like I say, it's a new experience for you. But like I said to you, so you're over here for a while just watching the bees.
Yeah, I think just the one thing the bees need to do is to change their home strip, make it white with red pinstripes. Oh. At the moment, it just looks like toothpaste.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. From a Kiwi bee, a bit of advice to the design department at Brentford. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll pass it on. All right. Okay. You bees.
Thank you. Go the bees.
So listen. You've got the taxi driver in the house, and what's going down?
Well, what's going down is me listening to toothpaste shirts, isn't it? Really. I think it's fair advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just coming back to this game, like you were delighted, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a great game. We played really well. For instance, it's a win from the start. I thought we started really well. I thought team put out was good. Leeds had a good go. Fair play to them. I thought referee was shite, wasn't he, really? Championship referee that's come up, and he just weren't good enough. I think we probably got the favour of a fair few decisions, but the ones that counted, I mean, the penalty was a penalty. We were sat that side. It looked a penalty, and it was a penalty. And from there on in, it just wasn't any better from there, but decision-wise. But I thought we played well. Really good. Tony, 3 goals. Can't ask any more. Has to be in that next England squad. Equally, Rico Henry has to be in that England squad. And just, I think probably the important was the fourth one, wasn't it? Brian scoring after they made it 3-2, because they was always going to get a second, and he kind of ran through, finished it really well, which is really good to see from him, because he's probably been under a little bit of pressure, probably, I don't know why, from himself. We all back him, and he's run in, score, he did, made it 4-2, killed the game, and then we made it 5 and it was done. But we started brilliantly well.
So this season, I mean, just in general, I mean, your just overall thoughts, we're 6 games in.
Overall thoughts, I think we just learned from last season just brilliantly. Like, Thomas Frank, I kind of, do you remember, you know, you go back to the Championship, those years we would do like 4-3-3 and it wouldn't work, and we still do 4-3-3. And yet, the first 6 games of this season, we've started 4-3-3, we've also started like 3-4-3, and he switches it up, and no one has a clue what he's doing it, and all this. You know, that thing we all laughed at was the second season syndrome. Oh, they'll work
nonsense,
you out.
Nonsense.
No one's worked us out. No one's worked us out in any of these
games. No idea what's going on.
But like, we lost against Fulham, basically, because we changed the game. Because he thought, we've only got 1 point here, so we might as well try and get 3. So we lose a point. What does it matter? So I think he's done a magnificent this season. Him, Brian, all the coaching staff, I think, just really good job. So pleased.
You bees.
You bees. Come on, you bees.
Royal Oak Bee in the house, and the Royal Oak Bee. Let's have a Royal Oak Bee. You've got a beaming smile on your face here. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I know that you like to give the directors of football all sorts of directions as to what's going on and who they should be bringing in, and then they ignore you and they just do what they want anyway. But you must be happy with what they've been doing recently.
Chancellor Wind has been great. I think there's nothing to criticise. Aaron Hickey's superb signing. You know, I think I think this the transfer business has been great. You know, I you know, I was gutted to lose Ericsson, and we got your man. I'm going to order some food as well. Thanks.
He's going to order some food as well. As he's talking, he's just dealing with the money and the beer and everything like that. But obviously, he's very happy there. What's happening there is a goal being scored as well. It's all going off here. Like, you know, that's funny. Haaland scored just for a change. Haaland has scored just for a change here. So that's basically, so I'm doing the interview here. He's ordering the food, getting the drinks in, but going anyway.
Go. Listen, it's been brilliant transfer business. But, you know, hats off to Ivan Tony today. So, sticking chicken.
Sticky chicken. He's ordered the sticky chicken, just to let you know. So, listen, there's this running commentary of the Royal Oak Bees food order.
Daughter's food.
It's not him. The food order, which is going on here. And like I said to you, he's obviously very... Yeah, listen, I could push the pause button now, but it's not really quite the same, actually, because he's also under the fish and chips and also the chicken and the chicken curry as well. So the chicken curry and the sticky. So Royal Oak Bees got all of the guests. But just coming back to what you were saying, I can't remember what it was.
No, what I was saying was, you know... No, gin and tonic and a lime and soda.
Gin and tonic and a lime and soda as well.
Yeah.
This is not going particularly well because I'm trying to interview him while he's getting a... Listen, I'm going to talk to you because my man is he's getting all sorts of food and drink. Were you happy with that? Tell me how happy with it.
Yeah, great result. It's lovely to see Tony score so many goals and different goals as well. We changed up slightly and in second half while we were winning the match, so I was very happy about that. And as well, 3 points was massive because we drawn too many games. That's what I'm trying to say.
But listen, I'm gonna pick you up on that. We've drawn too many games, you've said. We're in the Premier League. To me, it's like as long as we're not losing, we're all good because it's a long, long season. But it sounds like you're disappointed with the draws that we've had.
Yes, definitely. I think from our XG, we should be expected to win more games that we actually lost. So that's why I feel the Palace game, apart from that special moment from Zaha, they were quite like timid. And I feel we created so many more chances, hit the post. And then the Everton game, obviously, we hit the bar and the post so many times. We expected goals from there. So we're very unlucky. So from those, you expect more results than actually goals as well with that.
Which I do understand, but at the end of the day, you also have to put the ball in the back of the net. And you also, you know, we just look in there, we see Haaland scored. If them chances fell to Haaland, you know they'll be in the back of the net every time. So you can have the same team that we've got, put that one player, and it would make a big difference. But we haven't got them players, so we're at Brentford, and it's a building game. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think what I'm trying to say to you, listen, I'm not having a go, because it's all good. I'm happy with where we are at the moment now. So I think, let's not be disappointed, because we're doing all right.
Yeah, definitely not disappointed. I think we'll get at least 11th by the end of the season, and we're bypass our last total. We've built very, very well, and we're at a great summer transfer window. And I think we've developed our team more around the pitch. So I definitely think we will do well this season. I'm very, very happy with our performance off the pitch as well as on the pitch at the moment.
You bees. So there we go. All right, then. It's all right. So listen, we've got Royal Oak Bees. Sorry, I have to come back. Have you finished? He's still not finished. He's, I don't know. He's just bought the whole... Have you actually bought the pub itself? You know what I'm saying? As well. Have you got the D's? You got the D's to the pub as well? You used to have the D's to the pub there. Yeah, you did.
That's right.
That's right. But, you know.
Anyway, we're transfer business. Thank God Ivan Tony scored that hat-trick today and not 3 days ago.
Laney said exactly the same thing to me on the terraces today.
What's he worth now?
£375 million.
At least. I wouldn't take a penny less, personally. If Haaland's worth 56, he's only got one goal today. Ivan's got, you know, he's got three, he's got a penalty, he's got a free kick, he's got a chip. He's a complete centre-forward. That's his best performance since Wolves away last year. And we're still making a few sloppy mistakes, but, you know, we scored as many goals against Leeds today as they've conceded all season. And just, he was just awesome. And I could talk about so many things about Brentford, but...
You can talk about Pele, talk about Cruyff, talk about Beckenbauer.
Yeah, but I want to talk about Ivan Tony, because I think today, you just got to stand up and applaud what a player that boy is. If he does not get a call up for England... I'm proud to be an Irishman. I can tell you that now.
He's proud to be an Irishman in the house, the Royal Oak Bee. Right, I'm going to go into the garden to catch up with the characters.
Should be fun.
Got Leeds fan in the house here again. I'm going to say to you, listen, what I'm going to say beforehand, you got the old last laugh at the end of last season, and that must have felt very good.
for you as well. And then it's the flip side of it today where we got a little bit of a kind of a one-up on you. So you could kind of say it's 1-1, or you could just forget about last season and say that we're winning. You know what I'm saying? Whichever way you want to look about it. But talk to me about that game from the Leeds perspective.
Well, I thought that we were the better side overall. However, all the domination of possession, I don't think we created enough, to be honest. But also, I think, you know, bar certain things didn't come our way. So I don't think it was a 5-2 game.
I'm going to ask the question because Brentford and Leeds, you know, we've got a bit of a ding dong always going on.
Why, I don't know. I don't understand that.
Penalty decisions, Ollie Watkins, Neil Maupay, that's been at the top.
Yeah.
You know, players singing about our manager when you got promotion, all sorts of disrespect. You know, the square ball, but we won't talk about that because the square ball, you know, it had to be a round ball today, but it should have been a square ball. Maybe it might have helped you, but we won't talk about that. However, what I'm going to say to you is that, you know, between yourselves, like, you know, there's always been a bit of a ding dong, but today, it's just evened itself out, you think?
What do you mean it evened itself out?
Well, you said about the VAR. So we've got the Leeds fan in the house here, and I don't even know if he got what we talked about beforehand, actually, because I'm not even sure if I pressed the record button, but I'll pretend that I did. But you talked about the VAR, and you said how VAR didn't work your way. And what I'm going to say to you is that, in retrospect, what we've always found is that Leeds fans, and again, I'm just sort of saying to you because of the vibe, there's a bit of a beef between Brentford and Leeds that's gone. We've got a penalty and we believe it's a penalty. You've never believed it's a penalty. And then you've done a petition which has gone to Parliament and everything like that. So Leeds fans always believe that the decision hasn't gone right for them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just wondering whether or not this is just a general thing because you all, Leeds fans always believe that the decisions are always made against them. But surely they had about 255 people in the VAR room that saw that the VAR, and it was a goal. Surely.
Right.
No.
Right. I can see where you're coming from, but I mean, I think there's obviously a bias head to a lot of decisions, and Leeds are no different to a lot of, you know, to every other fan, including yourself. But there is this thing about, you know, we've got to, you know, within yourself, you've got to try and fight and
get the justice
and the world against you and actually get you going. But no,
I guess I'm going to say that, and I hear that, but don't you think that, because everyone should feel that, but we don't feel, I mean, there's things about, but we don't feel the world is against us necessarily, but we feel that maybe Leeds really think that the world is against them all the time. And don't you think that's a bit much, or do you think it's fair?
No, it's a good point. But we really do. And maybe because we just shit constantly or regularly. But I see it week in, week out. I do believe that we actually, you know, that
so everyone's got it against you. Literally everyone.
I think there's an unconscious bias because you still hear it now. Dirty Leeds, dirty Leeds. That was from the 70s, and shouldn't have been against, you know, that was, if you look at history books, that was Chelsea. They kicked the shit out of us, but then we got the label by the Southern press because they were the darlings of the Football League at the time. So I think there's definitely this, you know, there's a lot of things, but yeah, ultimately, and that's what keeps us, we surround ourselves in that sort of attitude, and that gets us out. That's why we fight, and we'll fight to the end.
And I could totally understand that, and I suppose that kind of makes you, brings you a unity within your fans. Okay, so together you club in together, yeah. And it's the world against Leeds. Okay, obviously from the outside we'll look at it and we'll think, well, you know, we haven't got luck. We go up to you and we get a penalty and we haven't done it wrong, and all of a sudden we'll just get, you know, we get complete abuse, and we'll get abuse, and our players will get abuse, and the referee and everyone will get abuse because you believe that we and everyone is against you. And then, in a strange way, then what you'll end up doing is just putting everybody against you, and maybe that's the tactic for Leeds.
Well, I don't think it's a tactic, but you might be right. It might be an actual a negative against us in doing that. But all I would say is that, you know, two things. You know, our motto is march on together. And also, we there's a big song called Champions of Europe.
Because you are the Champions of Europe. We know you are.
Exactly, because we were cheated out. We never won it. You know that.
No, as far as we're concerned, you're Champions of Europe.
Yeah. Well, certainly we are.
No, you are 100%. Lee's the Champions of Europe.
All right, that's perfect. That's really nice here. But we have to keep reminding everyone you are, and that's it. And I don't think that spurs on. So I think, if anything, I think it's just to me personally, I think it's just a sort of like a badge. It's just, I don't think it has any reality. But however, I do believe. I go home and away. I'm home and away seem to get older, and I see it week in, week out that referees definitely seem to have a conscious bias about Leeds United. They go, oh, dirty Leeds, oh, you know, and don't like them because a lot of people, you know, a lot of fans and everyone else don't like Leeds. So
listen, let's bring it back to this game itself, okay? So forget last season, we're back again. Leeds are doing very well this season, had some very good results, smashed Chelsea off the park. So whatever else happens, it doesn't really matter, because when you get results like that, it makes you very, very happy. But you come to the Brentford team who, you know, like I said, you're a bit of rivalry, which you quite don't understand why that's happened, but it's there anyway. And we've gone 2-0 up. What are your thoughts then?
I didn't think we deserved to be 2-0 down. However, we didn't really, you know, as I might have said earlier, I don't think we really created enough, and that's my worry. I think, you know, we just don't. I don't know if you defended deep because we were attacking and we were like, you know, forcing you back, or that was a tactic of yours, but it worked because obviously you were tuning up. We got the goal early on in just before half time. I thought, all right, that's it. We're going to go on and win this game 3-2, because that's what I thought. Because we dominated possession, we dominated play, we're the only team that really wanted to create and do things. But however, we didn't really trouble your goalkeeper until we scored. And you obviously got two goals. I mean, we can argue about what the goals came from. But yeah, so I was pretty disappointed. However, at half-time 2-1, I thought we were going to come back and we were probably going to go on and win the game.
Jesse Marsh, Leeds fans were big question mark about him back in the last season. Weren't quite sure because of reputation. He was in the MLS. They're probably thinking, MLS, what the hell's that? I mean, I watch a lot of MLS, and I know that the MLS has come up massively in the past 5 years. They put a lot of money into American football. They got the World Cup in 4 years' time, and they're going to be going for it. So for me, I've seen young players look at clubs in the Championship and maybe the Premier League and think, actually, no, we're going to go to MLS. Because we know it's a stepping stone. We could go to MLS, Bundesliga, then maybe come into the UK and everything like that. So, Jesse Marsh, though, are you now happy with him? Because I know Leeds fans weren't happy with him last season.
No, I've always been happy with him. Obviously, I'm gutted that Bielsa went. So, this is the thing about the a lot of noise coming out of Leeds is, there's still this, you know, they're missing Bielsa, and he's not the same, and he's... But going back to today and where we are now moving forward with Jesse Marsh, I think he's tactically astute. I think he's very clever. He knows what he wants, and I think he's got the players that want to play for him, just like Bielsa. And the only thing I would say about him is that I'm not quite sure he needs to think about the teams that are going to actually defend deep against him. And I think, you know, today and other you know, and maybe Tuesday night against Everton, I don't think we haven't got the creativity. And to me, it's almost like when Bielsa first started Leeds, we were screaming out for a creativity player, which obviously the talisman for Leeds at that time was Pablo Hernandez, and we need that. And I don't know who that player is, because we really need that.
UBs, what? So, yes, club, shop, and in the place.
I tell you something, I'm not going to sweep. This is the long. This is probably the longest post-match podcast we have done. Okay, lots of happy bees. Leeds fan we spoke to. Another Leeds fan we spoke to earlier. We've spoken to all sorts of. Yeah, we've got Leeds fans. Yeah, we're Leeds fans on the pods, man. Yeah, no, the rest of them went home at half time or something. Yeah, they went home.
I've not seen any Leeds fans today. No,
they've gone. They went home. They went home dead on up. And the ground was empty. They'd gone.
They've had their day out.
And they, yes.
Yeah, they've had a day out.
So listen, talk to me about this game. But I'm going to say to you, because we've had a football. But this is the, what, that was the sixth game we've watched today. We watched five games this morning, and then it's six games. So talk to me about your footballing day.
Footballing day, so the beautiful Barnet Panthers playing in Richmond.
Richmond Park, the Parakeets and the other Richmond teams. If any of your dads or mums have got daughters playing for that, we were playing your team or your sister team this morning in, up in Ham as well. And there's four or five games going on.
Five games, some good football, some brilliant, brilliant football. And we had a great free kick in the last game in the dying minutes. What's that from? Alina scored a cracking goal. And you know what? It was goals all the rest of the afternoon because, you know, we were still kind of hurting from that last game of the season.
Leeds game.
Yes, the Leeds game. And so, you know, bringing them back here so early in the season from that last game of the season, it was a bit like, what's going to happen? And I tell you what, at the start, it felt like the previous couple of games where we go out strong in the first 10 and then we then kind of sit back. We're taking a lot of pressure. In fairness to Leeds, they look pretty good. But in saying that, then we just kind of, you know, we got those goals. Tony's goal.
Which one? Which one? Tell me. I mean, pick one out of hat.
Tony scored the perfect hat trick. He got a penalty, which was, you know, it was a great penalty. That decision took so long. Great penalty, so composed. Then the free kick. I mean, you were trying to talk to me just now. I was re-watching the highlights of the game. Tony's free kick was off the scale. Unbelievable free kick. I was sitting there with my mate Sonny, and Sonny was like, "We don't have a natural free kick taker." And I went, "Yeah, I don't know who's going to take this." Bang, steps up Tony. Bang, what a cracking free kick. And that's for the hat trick for the third goal. You know, keeper. Great composure to get that. And those, you know, the goals that we scored today are just, you know, Mumbo's goal, Wissa, what a great substitution. And you know what, as much as Tony did score the hat-trick, and it was great to see him performing at that level again, and Ben Mee is different. He's different gravy. He's different gravy. He had a phenomenal game. Absolutely different class. I think Harry Potter as well. There's some great performances. We look really strong. We look really good.
We did as well. I mean, and also Laney is there because it wasn't necessarily also about the way we played, but it's also apparently with the football that we played with as well. Because normally what happens is that we play with the round ball. What was your theory again, Laney?
Well, today...
We play the round ball.
They were really, really susceptible to the square ball, weren't they? Yeah.
Because normally we play with a round ball.
Yeah, but the square ball, like, they were susceptible. They couldn't cope with our square ball.
That's right. So basically we played with the square ball today and that's what did us. So if we played with a round ball, we might have been in trouble.
Exactly. Too many angles, because I don't think Leeds could deal with the angles.
That's right, they couldn't deal with the angles.
They feel entitled, I think, with the square ball.
Well, you've got to remember, they are like, you know, champions of Europe. Yeah, they're champions. And so, you know what, you know.
Champions of fuck all.
So, at the end of the day, listen, you know there's a round ball, square ball thing going on. Yeah. At the end of the day, thank God we dealt with a square ball today.
Come on, you bee.
So, anyway, she's going. So, listen, you're very, very happy bee, aren't you?
I am a very, very, very happy bee because we beat the Leeds 5-2.
Listen, this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Besotted Global, besotted.com/global. Also, thanks if you bought us a beer. Thank you for buying us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Don't forget to subscribe to us on all good podcast channels and on iTunes. Just write us a nice review and 5-star review and then we'll be very happy. Champions of Europe! Champions of Europe! Come on, you guys! Come on, you guys! Champions of Europe! Yes.
champions, we are the champions, champions of Europe. 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 We are the champions, champions of Europe.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.